Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, we need wisdom to count, to calculate the number of the beast. Let me leave. I'll talk later about the mark, just briefly, and the name of the beast. But our emphasis now, for specific reference, is the number of his name. Oh, you know, there's something interesting about the number. Remember, there's a scripture that says, in the mouth of two or three witnesses, let what happen? Let the matter be established. If you want to prove, and if you want any witness, in any case, if you bring only one witness, the case will not be good. But if you bring two or three witnesses, the judge will use that to pass his judgment. And so, in proving who the man of sin is, a number is given for identification. But remember, it is a spirit that has been moving. So it's no coincidence that we read Daniel chapter 3, Nebuchadnezzar, the king, made an image of gold whose height was 60 cubits, 60 cubits, and the breadth thereof of 6 cubits. He set it up in the plain of Dura in the province of Babylon. Verses 4 and 5, then an herald cried aloud, to you it is commanded, O people, nations, and languages, that at what time ye hear the sound of cornet, flute, harp, sackbut, psaltery, dulcimer. How many instruments are there? 6. And all kinds of music, you fall down and worship the golden image that Nebuchadnezzar the king has set up. Now, he says, it is worthy of note that in this false idolatrous worship involving an image, the same number features so markedly. This is the beginning of the times of Gentiles, as you see in Luke 21:24, when Babylon was the prevailing world power, with the throne and dynasty of David suspended, and has remained so ever since. Then you understand why Revelation chapter 17 called the Catholic Church Mystery Babylon. Mystery Babylon. The image was 60 cubits high, the breadth was 60 cubits, and there were exactly 6 musical instruments mentioned by name. 6, 6, 6, 6, 6. Hallelujah. One cannot help but observe the 3 times occurrence of the figure 6. As it was in the beginning of the times of the Gentiles, so it is at the end of it. Mankind soon to be under one world government will face the same kind of situation again. And according to Alexander Hislop, the author of the 2 Babylons, the original name of Rome was Saturnia. We don't begin with, meaning the city of Saturn, or Shobab Anisha in the Chaldean tongue. Saturn was but another name for Nimrod. It was the secret name revealed only to the initiates of the Chaldean mysteries, which in Chaldea was spelled with 4 letters, S-T-U-R. In this language, the Chaldean language, the numerical value for S is 60, T is 400, U is 6, and R is 200. Totally what? 666. It is a number linked to Rome, the city of Saturn. Paragraph 5 there. Nero Caesar, one of the greatest persecutors of Christians and an emperor of Rome at the height of his power, had a name which, when written in Hebrew, is Nero Caesar, which also equals 666. I was going through this morning, I forgot to put that calculation of the numerical figure for this, for Hebrew. I could get that so that next Sunday we can put it there for reference at least. The Greek word Latinos, from where the word Latin, the official language of Rome, took its name, amounts to 666 when Greek numerical values are applied to the letters. See how it is applied. Latinos, L for 30, A is 1, T is 300, E is 5, 1 is 10, N 50, 0 is 70 and S is 200. Calculate it, it gives you 666. So even the language spoken in Rome is 666. The same word also means Latin man, and is by the Greek form of the name Romulus, from which the present city of Rome is named. And adding to the significance, this name in Hebrew, Rome, Romulus, from where Rome got its name. In Hebrew, it is called Romit, and it also totals 66 in Hebrew numerical values. R in Hebrew numerical values, R is 200. O is 6. M is 40. I is 10. I is 10, like that, you see. And then T is 300. H is 100. Calculate it, is 666. Now, paragraph 6 now. Unlike the Greek and Hebrews, the Roman did not use all of their alphabets for numerals. They used only 6 letters. So you have to take note. All of us that went to secondary school, we knew this. I hope they still teach that in secondary schools. Anybody, I learned this in secondary school, the Roman numerals. The numerals. You know that the Roman numerals, they have only 6 letters. D, C, L, X, V, and I. All other numbers were made up of combination of these. It is significant to note that these 6 letters, these Roman 6 letters that make up the Roman numerical system, when you add them together, it's exactly 666. Add them. D is 500. C is 100. L is 50. X is 10. V is 5. I is 1. Total 666. It's no coincidence. It's a well-known fact that the Pope claims to be the vicar of Christ. This title in Latin is written thus: Vicaris Filii Dei. Everybody knows that. It's a popular one, Vicaris Filii Dei. And that title is written on his crown. I hope you people know. If you look at the crown the Pope put on top, on his head, it's written there, Vicaris Filii Dei. Amen. That means he's the vicar of Christ. That is, he's the representative of Christ. That is, if you see me, you see Christ. I have all the authority. In normal numerical figure, this title also, V is 5. If you calculate them, you can see them under there. Hallelujah. V is 5. V is 5. I is 1. C is 100. You know, there's no AR. So, I is 1 again. V is 5. F is 1. L is 10. I 1. D 500. I 1. Total 666. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The letters A, R, S, F, and E have no numerical values in the Roman system. Those that do have, if you calculate them, is 666. This is the title of the Antichrist. Another official Latin title the pontiff is known by is Latinus Rex Sacerdotus. Latinus Rex Sacerdotus. And this means Latin priest king. It's a Wolfram that brought that out in his book that he titled Traditional Christianity, Truth or Deception. Now, if you put that Latinus Rex Sacerdotus and calculate it, you will get exactly 666. Lastly, now 7. Note, amen. The letters L, I, V, X, C, D, total 66 numerical in Roman numerals. The rest of the letters have no numerical words. Also, V and U have the same numerical value in Roman reckoning and can be interchanged. This title can also be written thus: Latinus Rex Sacerdotus or Vicarius Filii Dei. The title pontiff is a hidden one, and the full title is Pontifex Maximus, born by the pagan Caesars of Rome. That's where he got it from. There is no such title in the Bible, such as Archbishop, Cardinal, Most Reverend, Right Reverend, Wrong Reverend, His Eminence, His Grace, His Disgrace, His Lordship, His Holiness, and so on. They are all Antichrist titles, and none of the early apostles was ever addressed thus. These titles and the numerical values are shown above point an unwavering finger at the Antichrist's origin. He would be a Roman priest, a pope of the Roman Catholic Church. That is the essence of the number 666. It is first and foremost for the purpose of identification. In the New Testament, the letter of the Greek word Euphodia, from which the word wealth is translated, is total 666. Out of all the 2,000 Greek nouns of the New Testament, there is only one other word that has this numerical value, and that word is paradosis. Paradosis. Hallelujah. Translated tradition. The word tradition that was translated tradition in Acts chapter 19, verse 25, and translated as wealth in Matthew 15, verse 2, and tradition. Tradition. Wealth and tradition, strangely enough, were the two great corruptors of the Roman church. Wealth corrupted her in practice and honesty, and tradition corrupted her in doctrine. Whosoever has understanding, let him count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man. It has been done, and it is clearly seen that this is the number of the papacy. There could be other names of other individuals that total 666, but they do not head any global religious system as the Pope. And it is highly doubtful if such name, if it exists, will amount to the same number as 666 in different numerical systems of different tongues, as we see in this case. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That's all. The others are references that you can read more details. Go into the internet and then get those details. It's important. Hallelujah. I got one, some statements that some great men of God used to describe the Pope of Rome here. Martin Luther, this is how he described the Pope of Rome. The papacy is the seat of the true and real Antichrist. He was part of the Catholic system. But this is him describing the Pope as the true, he says, the seat of the true and real Antichrist. Charles Spurgeon, another great preacher, said, we must warn with judicious boldness those who are inclined towards the errors of Rome. We must tell them of the black doings of popery. John Knox, one of the reformers, Knox said the Pope should be recognized as the very Antichrist. John Wesley again, concerning the Pope, he said he is in an emphatical sense the man of sin, as he increases all manner of sins above measure. John Calvin, this is what he said, we call the Roman Pontiff Antichrist. So it's not just we saying it here. It's not William Branham that started talking. Thomas Cranmer, he said, wherefore it followeth Rome to be the seat of Antichrist, and the Pope to be the very Antichrist himself. Praise the Lord. Now, a very short quote here again. Let me give it to you. Something he said. The little preacher David once quoted something about it sometime a year or two ago. And maybe many of us didn't understand it. Until a preacher from Germany, Erwin Frank, in his own case, he even got a document. I have it. Maybe we shall also put it in that little pamphlet I will give you. One of a priest by the name of Malachi, an Irish priest, in the year 1138, right in the middle, I'm quoting a document. In the year 1138, right in the middle of the seven merciless crusades from AD 1095 to AD 1292, the Irish priest Malachi, that is his name, predicted, and this man was a Muslim, was a Catholic, but he was, you know, he had a gift of vision, prophecy. He had it. The Irish priest Malachi predicted that after the then reigning Pope Innocent II, there will be other 103 popes before the end of time, bringing the total number to 266 popes before Christ. He said, before the end will come. We know when the end is coming. The end is coming with Christ coming down to start the millennium. He said, the Vatican believes in this and therefore officially published this poster with the designated slots for a total of 266 miniature papal portraits. All of the past popes are pictured therein, even the current one, Pope Benedict the 16th. He, the 265th Pope, 65th, am I correct, English? 65th Pope. That is this present Pope now. That man predicted that there will be 266 popes before the end will come. And the Catholics believe it. And they decided to make, you know, portraits. Small picture like that. They put it 266 of them. Plus the portraits of the last ones up to this present one. He's the last one put there. Then they left one space, which will be the last pope. That is, after this pope, the next one that will come is the last one, according to what they believe, because they believe the prophecy of that Malachi. So they believe they are hanging it. And if that is true, it means we are looking for one more pope only, and that man may be, should be, the Antichrist. He, John Benedict, he says the 265th Pope, was to reign according to the prophecy of Malachi. Listen to what he said. He said this in 1559, that is when he gave that prophecy. AD 1559, we are now in 80, as at that time, there were only, how many now? 266 minus 103. As at that time, only, you know, they were expecting 103 other popes. And so far, it has come to pass. Now, among the things he said, he, the 26th pope, was to reign when everything will revolve like a whirlwind around Jerusalem, according to the prediction. Is it not what is happening now? This man said this in the 15th century. And now, every second, in fact, every 5 minutes, if you are listening to international news, they are speaking about Jerusalem. Trouble in Jerusalem, Gaza Strip, and all the nonsense that is going on there. This Pope, Benedict the 16th, was to be the Pope of Pence, Gloria Olivia. His successor is to be the last one, the one who will once again wear the papal crown with the inscription Vicarius Filii Dei. He is to be the one to bring all the world's religions into the predicted apocalyptic ecumenical unity. The last era crafted by Pope Paul the Sixth in the year 1963 is kept in the Washington National Cathedral. Will it be any surprise, according to Edward Frank, if the last pope came from the USA? Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because William Branham predicted. William Branham was saying that he believes that the last pope will be an American. He put that, he was not saying, thus said the Lord, though. But based on what he was studying, references he was making, an American has not yet assumed the power of Pope. And America will be needed, because they will need American backing to fulfill some of their diabolical plans. So to not be surprised, now it is hanging there in a hall like that in America. Praise the Lord. Please note, it's very important that we note this by revelation now, that truth and false started from the East. Hallelujah. Truth and false started from the East. Who? Jesus and Judas. They started from the East. Amen. And both of them again now, truth and false, they are ending in the West. They started their journey together in the East, they are ending again in the West. That is what William Branham put together. If the last message to the age will come from the West, after that it is going to the East, it is only normal that the Antichrist too will come from the West, because the two spirits always move together. That's why we say the last Pope may be an American. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So one of the three things now is settled. We now know the number of the man. Now the name of the beast is simple. It's Catholic Church. That's the name. The name of the beast is Catholic Church. The power, the name there is Catholic Church. Now the third one is the mark now. Now he spoke about the mark of the beast. Now this mark, I'll just talk on the mark and then we close. This mark is both physical and spiritual. He said he caused you to receive the mark. Where? In your forehead. I note something. He didn't say on your forehead. He said in your forehead. And in your right hand. He didn't say on it. So it means it will not be something that you can see. You will see anything written somewhere. 666. And then it's coming. He said it will be inside. And in your right hand. And I said this mark is both spiritual and physical. Now, it is on the forehead. The usage of the word forehead there has to do with what you believe. To receive the mark on your forehead is to believe and accept the denominational Antichrist teachings in your mind. That is the forehead. That's where you think. That's where your mind is. If you receive it and you believe it, you have the mark. You believe in Trinity, you are marked. You believe in women ordination, you are marked. That's what they believe now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. On your right hand is the ability to do the things that you believe. Carrying out what you believe. Amen. The actions that follow your faith, follow your belief. Amen. Hallelujah. To practice them. For example, do you know that there are churches that legalize homosexualism? What is more abominable than that? The mother of all harlots and the abominations of the earth. Homosexuality is abomination before man. How much more God? But it's celebrated by churches. It started with the Catholic Church with their daughters, Anglican, followed. Same sex marriage. You know, our sister, Brother John's wife, made a statement that she was Clementina. Sister Clementina, she made a statement here. She said, that when she was doing service, is it Gombe or where? She said she stayed with a sister. That they normally say that two women cannot stay together, but she was able to stay together with that woman. I was sitting down there. I said before, Uncle, two women are not supposed to stay together. It's a woman and a man that is supposed to stay together. If a woman and a woman stay together, that is lesbianism. Woman is supposed to marry man, no woman marry woman. If you see yourself loving a woman the way a man will love a woman, it's abomination. And churches today accept it. Catholics started it. Marrying same sex. A woman can bring a woman, please wed us. A man brings another man, wed us. We want to be as husband and wife. And they said they have the freedom, it's the freedom, leave them. It's going on. Don't you read news? You're opening your mouth and looking at me. You know, you see, I have a paper. I mean, I made a phone tell me from Catholic room. It's in the news. That's the reason why Nigerian Anglican Church cut off from the Anglican Communion. They cut off. They said, as long as you ordain a homosexual priest, they ordain a homosexual priest somewhere in UK, they have been an island. And they remove themselves from them, protesting it. It's happening. The same thing. All this idea of Valentine worship. It's Antichrist celebration. Valentine. What is Valentine? It's Antichrist. You believe it, you act it. You carry your girlfriend, you go and do all the abominations they do. On that they say you're expressing love. That is Antichrist type of love, not Christian type of love. You believe that you have been marked on your right hand already, spiritually, and you don't know it. It's true now. What is this celebration of Christmas? It's an Antichrist teaching. You agree. You believe. You're acting it. When you know Jesus was not born on that day, then you receive it on your forehead, and now on your right hand, you are acting what you believe. And all this, it doesn't matter, gospel. This, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. You believe I'm now. It doesn't matter. You believe it. That's why you dress like that and you go to church. You are marked and you don't know it. Your right hand is marked in the spirit. Your forehead is marked. 666. That is where all that thing was cooked from, encouraged from. That is the origin. It's an antichrist display of arrogance in the church. Because remember, he is antichrist, anti-truth, anti-the one. Anything godliness is anti-godliness. That's why he can preach that gospel. It doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. That's why he can enter shrine. It doesn't matter. There are Christians today, musicians that will come to the church on Sunday and sing. On Friday night, they're in a nightclub, singing with the same mouth. It doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. Women will dress naked on the street. It doesn't matter. Just speak in tongue. It doesn't matter. And all the nonsense that is going on, and they don't know, it's a display. The mark of the mark of the beast. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I'll just write these scriptures down so that you will know. Write them down, there's no time to read them. 2 Thessalonians. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay, write 1 Timothy first. 1 Timothy chapter 4. Write it down. Verse 1 to 3. Because he said, many shall depart from the truth, giving heed to doctrines of devils. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 3. Many shall depart from the faith. Are you writing it? Another one. 2 Timothy chapter 3. Read it from verse 1 to 9. Where he said, in the latter times, perilous times shall come. Men shall be lovers of themselves more than lovers of God. Truth breakers. And all the abominations. Disobedient to parents. Incontinent. And he wrote all of them down. The next one is 2 Timothy chapter 4. Verses 3 to 4. And verse 13 for emphasis. When he said, we read it earlier, they will not endure sound doctrine. Another scripture is 2 Peter chapter 2. Verse 1 to 3. 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 1 to 3. How they will make merchandise of you with feigned words. and Jude, verse 3 to 4, talking about the group of people that will turn the grace of God into lasciviousness. That is the spiritual mark. You are marked, that's why you behave like that. Contrary to the Bible, and it doesn't matter, you are marked. I don't know how many people are marked sitting down here now. You will first get the spiritual mark first. Remember, anything you see manifesting in the physical is set to first in the spirit. Before you get belly, you go see, say, they get children for dream. Before you get miscarriage for dream, you go see something when you wake up. The thing will manifest after some days because it has been settled already in the spirit. So it is also the way we live our lives show whether we are marked or not. Then we have the physical mark. And remember, this 666 physical mark, the fullness of it is in that last 3.5 years. The last 3.5 years after the rapture has taken place. 7 years, the Antichrist will be dealing with the Jews and other nations of the world. But in the midst of that, according to Daniel chapter 9, he will manifest who he is in the last 3.5 years. That is when that 666 mark will be physically enforced. The physical one now. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Let me read something out here. Because it has begun. It has begun. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Let me just quickly get something here. I got a quote here. According to our government, I'm reading something. According to our government, this is written from Chuck Smith's book. It's picked from Chuck Smith's book titled The Final Curtain. According to our government, every person in the United States will soon be assigned a new identification number. They call it social security cards, are simply too easy to obtain. In fact, many people already have several. Because of the great number of illegal aliens that have flooded into the United States, the government has declared this new identification system necessary. The new identification number will be given to each citizen for life. The government plans to assign this number to each baby the moment it is born. However, as long as the number is on a card, whether paper or plastic, the possibility of forgery, theft, or simply borrowing someone else's number exists. As a woman in a grocery store pulled her credit card out of her purse, she said something. Wouldn't it be nice if they could attach this thing to my body so I wouldn't lose it anymore? This woman was onto something. They won't affix a credit card to your body. But there will be another classification system worked out. No man will be able to buy or sell unless he has this identification mark in his right hand or his forehead. Today, this cashless economic system is technically possible, as we have already seen. International banks are using electronic fund transfer. In fact, the amount of money presently transferred through the electronic fund transfer system in the United States every week is greater than the amount of our national debt. As this development progresses, it seems inevitable that the new economy predicted in the Bible is on its way. Today, in the developed nations of the West, little electronic microchips are injected into pets like dogs, cats, and so on to help the owner identify them via radio signals. This is known as radio frequency identification. If it is possible for animals, it is also possible in humans. And I have another document that we don't have to waste too much time proving. It's there on the internet. I saw it. The first time I saw it in the internet, I was shaking. But because I know it can't take place until the rapture has taken place, my fear was not for me. My fear was how accurate this Bible is. Something that was prophesied thousands of years ago, when they knew nothing about such technology. It is now possible with this latest thing going on, kidnap. Of course, even all of us, we know now there's the car tracking device now. We know that one. The car tracking device, where they put a microchip, hide it somewhere. You can hide it any part of your car. That's all. That microchip is connected to the satellite. And if they steal your car, just phone the company you registered it with. They will enter their computer immediately. Wherever that car is going, that's when they phone and they go. They are looking at it on the screen. They have the whole map of the world. Wherever it stops, bam, they park. They will call police there. The police will go to that exact spot and collect your car for you. It's on now. They've been advertising it everywhere in Lagos. Praise God. Praise the Lord. And they have used that. They have caught so many thieves. You heard recently when one general bought, somebody bought jeep and dashed him from America. Now they phoned police for Lagos, for Abuja. They went in his garage where it was parked. They went and saw the car. The car was stolen in America and sent to Nigeria. So the insurance company, they had traced it and they saw it. They embarrassed him so much. He said, "Now dash them, dash me. They couldn't meet the person where I am." Praise the Lord. Now, all I'm saying is, they put this thing now. What they want to do now is, all this thing about carrying credit cards, carrying whatever, all this phone transfer, all these things to identify you. Nothing anymore. All this one, you need visa. Nothing anymore. If you are given visa to travel anywhere, all they will do is just, you know, punch it into that chip that is in your body, into that computer you are connected with. And before you buy anything, the computer will have to recognize you. How does it recognize you? Through that chip in your body. So as you pass, the way they do the X-ray machine at the airport and these places, as you pass, somebody is also watching the computer. As you pass, the computer will tell who you are. Where are you coming from? Where you are going? Your account number, your tribe, your everything, how many children you get, how many you don't divorce, how many you're not pregnant, how many children you don't. Hallelujah. No hiding place. So there's nothing like you commit here, you run, go anywhere. Anywhere they punch computer. Who is the person that did it? Now so person. They punch you, they will know where you are. Where you are drinking, police will come and catch you there. Now, they do it trying to make life easy. That is what scientists are doing it for. They don't mean 666 as the matter. That is not their motive. They are doing it to stop car theft, to stop children being kidnapped. You know, children are being kidnapped everywhere now. So when they kidnap any child, the child is supposed to have that chip in his body somewhere. I saw the size. It's the size of the grain of, half the size of the grain of a grain of rice. Half. That one alone contains every information you are looking for concerning that man. That thing is his passport, international passport. That thing is everything and is connected to the satellites. But that is what the Antichrist will use. Amen. And control every human being. So he can frustrate you. He can order this microchip number, this should not be allowed to draw any money in any bank. The bank will have the information. If you come, say what happened. They say, Papa Rome, say make you go see him. If you not go, you go die hungry. With that, they will have full control of the world economic system. Then you must bow before him. This thing is real, brethren. It's real. The only group of people that will not have that mark are those who will go in the rapture. How many people are going in the rapture here? If you are sure you are going in the rapture, that is, you will not have the mark of the beast.